I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. It is an early morning in California, and I have just been contemplating the nature of stress, anger, and worry. And I thought I would share those reflections with you. So when we consider these emotions, these feelings, as we are experiencing them, they change our experience of the present moment. And what could be experienced as peace is suddenly experienced as maybe a frantic energy, a burning feeling, or an overwhelming sensation, like a dark blanket over our heads. So as I was contemplating these different emotions, I remembered a page from my first book entitled Meditative Questions. And that question is, when you worry, what changes? When you worry, what changes? And though there are no right or wrong answers, I feel that when you worry, you change. When you have anger, you change. When you are experiencing stress, you change. And as you change, your outer environment changes as well. And so what I find very, very helpful to remember is that what we're experiencing in the body is a reflection of the thought that is getting our attention. So in my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, there's a pointing that states, the body is a reflection of the mind. Your body is a reflection of your mind. So when we remember that, when we remember that our experience of the body is based on what we're experiencing, what thought is getting our attention, we have the key to kind of unraveling that. But first, let's delve deeper into this concept, the nature of the stress, the worry, and the fear. And this morning I had kind of a visual imagery of just like a bubble inside the body. So if you're able, you can close your eyes and just imagine that there's a small bubble in your chest area, just somewhere in your body, but we can pick that area. And now just imagine that that bubble is stress or anger or worry. Now, as that stress grows, you see that bubble within you is getting bigger. It's pushing away everything else. It's just expanding in the body. And so the experience of the stress, the anxiety, the anger, the worry, whatever that emotion is that you don't want to feel, when you recognize that it's like this bubble that it's growing as you feed it more and more attention, you see clearly that the worry or the stress or the anger or the anxiety is affecting you. It's within you. The anger that you might hold toward another person or an event, that is within you. And as it gets more of your attention, it grows. So the nature of those feelings and those emotions is an internal experience. And then as it grows exponentially larger, as it fills up the body, it starts to overflow. And so that stress gets directed outwardly. We might have a shorter temper toward the person we are talking to. We might have less patience with a child that wants our attention. Our outer world then becomes colored by the energy of that emotion. And so when we recognize that this bubble, this emotion is actually within us, that even if we're holding an emotion toward another person or event or thing, we recognize that it's not residing in that person or experience or thing, it's residing in us. And so as we're feeling those emotions that we don't want to feel, if we recognize that they're originating within us, then we see that our ability to manage that emotion is also within. And the way that I like to initially address those emotions is to take a deep breath. So as you're feeling, let's stick with stress for the moment. As you're feeling a stressful emotion, recognize the stress, but then take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a couple of seconds. And as you release the breath, imagine the bubble of stress decreasing in size. Imagine it getting smaller. So each breath that you take, you're sort of pushing out the stress from within your body to outside of your body. You're releasing it just with your breath. You're imagining with that exhale that it's shrinking. And as you continue to do that, just imagine the size of that stress bubble in the body continually decreasing in size, continually getting smaller and smaller. Give your attention only to your breath, not to the stress, just to the breath. And in this way, you're able to manage the emotion, not by addressing the emotion itself, but by shifting your attention. This is your great power, your great opportunity. But first, to me, it starts with recognizing that those emotions are within. And so our experience of the emotion is always an inside job. It's not something we can outsource. Someone else cannot really help us feel better. All that's happening is that we may be shifting our attention to the other person. And when we shift our attention to the other person, we may feel less stress because now that bubble of stress is not getting fed by our attention. But we really don't need an outside source. We don't need another person or substance or place. All we need is to use our breath. When we use our breath, we're altering our energy, our internal state. We're redirecting our attention. This is such a freedom. Because truly, freedom is your true state. It is your true nature. And so we recognize the stress, the worry, the fear, the anxiety as something that is not native to you. It's not your true nature. It's this bubble that is kind of coming into your nature. It's just a reflection of a thought. And that thought, when given our attention, may feel uncomfortable. But the beauty of this is that the same is true for positive thoughts, for gratitude. So when we are intensely grateful for something, that gratitude is also a bubble that expands and grows and is experienced completely differently than worry or stress. I say in my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, that gratitude is love. So when we give our attention to the gratitude and we feel that bubble of gratitude growing, that love also then spills over. It becomes a different type of alchemy where others, what's perceived as others, the external phenomenal world, experience our lightness and our joy. The color of gratitude, of love and happiness, they're different than the stress, the worry, the fear, the anxiety. And that's another exercise you can do. You can kind of feel those different emotions arising in your body and recognize the color of the emotion, the color of that bubble. And as you become aware of that emotion arising in the body, the color that maybe you don't want to experience, the warning signal of, you know, the fiery red anger, that's an invitation to immediately shift your attention to your breathing. Breathe deeply in through the nose. Hold it. And when you release, imagine releasing a bit of that anger or all of it at once. Whatever you choose to try. And as that anger leaves the body, as that color leaves your body, you experience a different internal alchemy. When you release all emotions, there's sort of like a clearness. One could say emptiness, but often that has a negative connotation. But in this way, I mean peace. You're clear, you're free. That is our great opportunity. And there's an inspiration in this moment. As I'm thinking about the great Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, beloved Thay, to open this little book of Zen that I have and just see what arises. Now, this page, 282, is a quote from Paul Cézanne, and it says, "Right now, a moment of time is fleeting by. Capture its reality in paint. To do that, we must put all else out of our minds. We must become that moment. Make ourselves a sensitive recording plate. Give the image of what we actually see, forgetting everything that has been seen before our time. How perfect. Yes, and I'm pretty sure Paul Cézanne is a famous artist. But he's saying, right now, a moment of time is fleeting by. So we only have this moment of now. And his urgency is to capture the reality of the moment of now in paint, to create art of this moment. But he says, to do that, we must put all else out of our minds. So this is very similar to all of those different bubbles that we talked about being emotions. The same can be said of thoughts. If we're experiencing thoughts as different bubbles, we can again use our breathing to release any thought that's arising as well. Shifting our attention firmly in the present moment. I like to think of this moment of now as the eternal space between your last thought and your next thought. So if you're firmly in that space of no thought, there's freedom in that emptiness. But a beautiful emptiness. So he says, we must become that moment. So become that eternal moment of now. Make ourselves a sensitive recording plate. And so as I read this, I'm thinking of him meaning making ourselves as it relates to this body vessel. So you're shifting the mode of the body into a vessel to just capture this moment, to create. Give the image of what we actually see, forgetting everything that has been seen before our time. Beautiful. So I find that when creating, once we have that clear space, that clarity, we're simply channeling whatever is flowing through us. And so Cézanne is giving that encouragement to boldly capture that, not basing what we capture on anything that has been created before, but just being free to record what we're experiencing, to make our unique creation. And so I love that quote because it complements the previous message that once we recognize that we can breathe out our stress, our anxiety, and our fear, the opportunity is then to use that free space, that beautiful divine emptiness, which is actually full of love, to create. Love is the ultimate creative force. I'm borrowing another quote from Finding Freedom Where You Are. I'm doing some design work on that book now, so it's heavy in the mind, I guess. But so from that space of love, which is the ultimate creative force, all beautiful creations spring from it. So as you free yourself of the emotions that you don't want to feel, we recognize that they are within us, which means that we have the control, the opportunity to release it. And after that release, we get to use that free space to create, to share love, to share light, to be free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.